Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 307 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. We begin by surrendering to going into the space of I don't know and allowing the truth to be revealed to us. And from here, we allow the quote to speak to us. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we take a few deep breaths. Allowing the body-mind to relax into the next few minutes. Allowing the conditioned mind to slow down. Encouraging it to take rest. As we move our attention to the breath in and out, allowing the attention to have a focal point, just watching the in breath and the out breath. Allowing the breath to bring us into the present moment. Coming into awareness. And seeing what is in awareness right now, in this present moment. Turning inwards, we look and see what are the body sensations in the present moment. Just noticing, just allowing ourselves to be in the present moment without judgment, without needs, simply noticing. Allowing them to be there just as they are. And now noticing what's in the present moment, what mood or emotions. Just becoming familiar with what's in the present moment. Not trying to direct it or change it. Just seeing what's here. Allowing it to be here. And now just noticing what's in awareness in this present moment, what thoughts are floating through. not changing them or adding to them or pushing them away, simply just noticing, just seeing what's in the present moment. And letting it all be there just as it is. All the thoughts, all the emotions and mood, all the body sensation. Simply seeing that they are in awareness. And now moving into inquiring. Who is the one that is aware of all that? Who is the one thinking? I am. I am. I. What is this I? This I. Isn't it just another thought in the mind? Where does this I come from? This I comes from a thought. Am I just a thought? Am I just a thought? I know I exist. I can feel my existence. So I know I'm not just a thought. And I know I exist, so I must be conscious. I am the consciousness. That is aware of the thought, I. I am the consciousness before the thoughts of the body, before the thoughts of the mind, before the thoughts of emotion and mood. I am simply the consciousness, aware of all that. As consciousness, I am simply pure being. And I can rest here, floating in pure being, resting in it, just being it. The nature of it is existence, consciousness, bliss. That's the experience of pure beingness. The source out of which all existence is happening. There's freedom, bliss, deep peace. Not at all at the effect of anything. Not bothered by anything. Not worrying about anything. Not touched by anything. Not affected by anything. Being free. This is the spiritual practice of self-inquiry, returning home, whenever you become unconsciously involved in thought, emotion, mood. And you find yourself back in awareness. Use this awareness to bring you back all the way home to this place of stillness, this place where you are not at the effect of anything. You simply are. Consciousness, existence, bliss. Remain here and be happy. Remain here, resting in the heart. Return over and over and over again. This is the only true desire. The desire to be raised up to the highest consciousness. Give in to the desire and return whenever you find you've left. When you find you've become unconscious, return back to consciousness. Peace comes from not knowing at the level of mind. In not knowing, there is no worry, there is no fear, there is no judgment. There is only sweet surrender to wisdom you can trust, because you are not attached to imagined knowing that keeps you living with the mind of distrust. Given from our Holy Spirit. Peace comes from not knowing at the level of mind. In not knowing, there is no worry, there is no fear, there is no judgment. There is only sweet surrender to wisdom you can trust, because you are not attached to imagined knowing that keeps you living with the mind of distrust. Peace comes from not knowing at the level of mind. In not knowing, there is no worry, there is no fear, there is no judgment. There is only sweet surrender to wisdom you can trust. Because you are not attached to imagined knowing that keeps you living with the mind of distrust. Thank you for joining for quote 307 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste.